Hi, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday morning. That means my dad is going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And that'll be coming up as well, so stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and text. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. Hey, let's talk about the most popular Halloween costumes for 2017. The National Retail Foundation's annual Halloween spending survey asked more than 7,000 consumers about their costume plans, both for kids and adults. Now, Esmeralda, you and V are going to like a party and you guys are going to dress up?
We're going to be in Ireland.
Oh, you're going to be in Ireland. That's right. Oh, okay. Have fun.
Thank you.
So here are the costumes, most popular Halloween costumes of 2007. What are some of the ones that you guys think off the top of your head? Did a lot of people dress up like 11 last year? And I'm talking about 11 from Stranger Things with the Eggo and the wig and the dress. I think that was
I think that hit last year.
Yeah, it was last summer, right? I think it debuted in August/September. So, yeah, by Halloween, I think everybody was dressed up like 11. But I still think it'll be a popular costume this year, considering that it debuts next week, season 2, on the 27th. It debuts on the 27th. So that's, you know, enough time, because everybody's going to watch the whole. I mean, I'm probably going to binge the whole thing in 2 days. So, yeah. And what would be some of the other ones this year that would be popular? Like is there a horror movie that really took off this year?
I mean, Pennywise.
Right? Pennywise, yeah. By the way, did you see SNL this weekend?
I did not.
Esmeralda, did you see it at all?
I did see that skit.
You saw the the deal was, it's Anderson Cooper, played by Alex Moffat, encounters Kellyanne Conway. She's in the sewer, and the whole it's a takeoff of it, and it's really funny. It's very, very funny. So yeah, I guess Pennywise would be a real popular one this year. Clowns are everywhere because clowns are all over the place on I mean, I haven't watched, you know, I stopped watching American Horror Story, as I normally do every season, usually like two or three episodes in. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I quit after the second episode this season. But there are clowns on that. But here's the adult costumes. The most popular is a witch. Now, that's just a regular. That's every year, right? People go as witches a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty simple costume to do.
Yeah, standard. You know, your classic. Number two is a Batman character, either Batman, Catwoman, or Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn was big last year, too. It was really big. Because that stupid Suicide Squad. Stupid Suicide Squad movie. All right, here's one, Esmeralda. Quite simply, number three on the list is an animal.
Oh, well, again, that's pretty much every year.
But just, there's no specifics here or anything. An animal.
You should have said a sexy animal.
Yeah. Well, that's always the case with the ladies' costumes. They always have to be sexy. Oh, I'm a sexy cat. Or I'm a sexy mouse. Number four is a pirate. Another standard. Number five is Marvel superhero, Spider-Man or Captain America. Number six is vampire. That's your classic. Number seven, zombie, another one that's, these are perennials. These sound like these are, you know, they're not specific to this year. Number eight is a tie between DC superhero, excluding Batman and Wonder Woman. Because Wonder Woman will be huge this year. Every little girl on the planet is going to go as Wonder Woman. And that's tied with a Star Wars character. And then number 9A is slasher movie villain. So what does that mean? So it's just like, what do you got? Freddy, you got Michael Myers, and you got Jason, right? Those are the three biggies.
Are they not allowed to say the names?
I think that the, I don't know. It says slasher movie villain. They don't get into specifics, but those are the three biggies right there. Freddy, Michael, and Jason. And then number 10 is Wonder Woman. For kids' costumes, those were adult costumes. For kids' costumes, number 1 is superhero, generic. That just sounds sad, doesn't it? Doesn't this look poor kid? Poor kid's in a generic superhero costume.
Just throw on a cape that looks like a blanket and get out there.
Just go stand outside. Put a cape on. Just stand there. That's your generic
Nobody's
superhero.
Nobody's going to see it over your winter coat anyway,
right.
So just go.
Yeah. And I used to get so mad when the weather was bad when I was a kid, and I'd go trick-or-treating. You have to put your winter coat on over your costume. I remember back in those days, though, like in the 70s, you know, they had those very dangerous plastic masks that you with the rubber band.
Yeah. I still had one.
And
I still had those.
You can barely see out of them. And then the costume itself was like plastic. Remember, it was like a plastic thing.
It was like a smock.
Yeah.
With just pictures of whatever you were or probably kind of what looked like was supposed to be the
rest of the costume. Yeah. But those were just pathetic. And I mean, they were the worst. And every year, man, I used to wear those. Not every year, but, you know, there was a good portion of my childhood during Halloween where I wore those terrible plastic things across your face and a smock. Just sad. Very sad. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in here. What are you going as? What are your kids going to go as this year for Halloween? What's the big thing? 312-981-7200. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? It's Halloween time. And that means we're talking about the most popular Halloween costumes for 2017. We're on the kids' costumes now. What are the kids going to be wearing this year? 312-981-7200. So here's the first one is superhero, generic. And then next is a tie between Batman and Princess, which is a generic costume, not a Disney character. So just a generic princess and Batman. Number 3, an animal. Nothing specific. Number 4, Spider-Man. Yeah, because they released another Spider-Man movie this year. Number 5, Star Wars character. Number 6 for the kids, witch. Number 7 is a tie between a pirate and a Marvel superhero, excluding Spider-Man. Number 8, a Disney princess. Number 9 is a ghost. Well, there you go, classic sheet. Cut holes in the eyes. That's it. You're set. And then number 10, Wonder Woman. Now, what Disney princess is going to be the big one this year? Is it going to be the Frozen again?
I would say that would dominate, yeah.
Yeah? You have become acquainted with Moana.
Yeah, that's what we're going as.
That's the big one?
The entire family is going as Moana characters.
Are you going to be The Rock?
Yeah, I will be The Rock, yeah.
Do you have to wear a shirt that makes it look like you have tattoos?
Eileen has purchased the costume, so I have not seen it.
Oh.
I believe, yes, it is like one of those like sumo wrestler outfits that like you put on and you get fake muscles and then I'm covered in tattoos.
Oh, man,
that's going to be great. That's going to be great. All right. We're going to have some more punny costumes. Remember when we did the pun costumes last week, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got more of them because you can never have enough puns. Just ask my dad. We got some texts that have just come in. Peter in Decatur Jen Bosworth posted on Facebook, if your Halloween costume involves the word sexy followed by pretty much anything, I hate your guts. Jen. Linda says, my grandkids are going as characters from the TV show Descendants. It's a Disney program that focuses on the sons and daughters of Disney movie villains. Okay. I thought they were going to go as George Clooney. I was a little confused by that. You know, I love that movie, the Descendants, that Alexander Payne movie. I want to go as George Clooney from The Descendants. 304 area code is, my kid is going as the poop emoji. Oh, boy. How does one go as the poop emoji?
It's probably just a whole getup.
Like, I would imagine, like, the whole, like, poop emoji is, your head probably comes out of the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the you know, your arms are sticking out of the side of the poop.
Yeah. It'll be real warm.
Yeah. Yeah. The poop emoji. Okay. How about this one? You can go as Taco Bell, Esmeralda, B-E-L-L-E. Olivia Mayers is a cosplayer costume extraordinaire. Her Taco Bell dress decorations are made from cardstock, tissue paper, felt, and Taco Bell wrappers. So she looks like a Southern Belle, Esmeralda?
No, I think she's supposed to be like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to be? Oh, yeah, okay. Beauty and the Beast. I don't know. But she's got tacos all around the bottom of her dress. Giant tacos. How about Sailor Moon? While everyone else is trying to make their anime Halloween costume super faithful to the original, this guy took the shortcut with a Navy uniform and a false butt. That's instant Sailor Moon. Because he's a sailor and he's giving you the moon. He's mooning you. See how that, see? Sailor Moon. All right. All right, Amazon Prime. Didn't we have that last time? Wasn't Amazon Prime on the other?
This is a different version.
Okay. Oh, I see what's going on here. Last Halloween, Jerry Cherry. What? Combined the characters from the Amazon Warrior and the Transformer Octopus, Optimus Prime. The result is Amazon Prime. Yeah, that's pretty. What was the other one that we had last week?
It was Amazon dressed with Prime numbers.
Oh, that's right. That's more clever.
That was from the Pun Champion.
Yeah.
These are just cosplay people.
These
mostly
are cosplay people. Oh, here you go. The Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper for Halloween 2012. The Nard Dog's father dressed as the Grim Reaper, which is essentially like, he's dressed in a black, like, you know, the robe. He's got dreads and a giant joint on the end of his, what do you call that thing that the Grim Reaper?
A scathe?
That's what, yeah, that they carry around. So, I don't know if that's very clever either. These aren't not nearly as good as the ones that we had from last time. Oh, how about this? The Spice Girls. This is pretty literal. You see this one, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Instagram user Kells and Friends dressed up as McCormick Spices, a.k.a. the Spice Girls, to raise money for the United Way for a couple of years ago. They basically have, they're wearing the McCormick containers around them. And somebody is basil leaves, somebody is oregano, and then there's cinnamon, rosemary. See, Spice Girls, get it? Spice Girls. Okay, we got a break here. We'll take a break. We got more bad costumes, more punny costumes coming up. We got the news coming up after this. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday. That means my dad is going to call in a few minutes to tell a jokey time. And it's always Fun way to kick off your work week with a laugh. So my dad calls in, tells a joke. Yeah. And 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are talking about Halloween costumes and some goofy, punny Halloween costumes that you can have. And what are the most popular costumes for 2017 for adults and kids? I still think animal is probably just an animal, nothing specific. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And I was always, Dan, it was for if I ever went to costume parties and stuff like that, back when I had like when I had longer hair, I would just wrap a sheet around me. And have a loaf of bread and a fish in one hand, and I would always go as Jesus.
Ah, very nice.
Because it's just easy.
Yeah.
And
you were a drinking man back then. I would surprise you didn't have a bottle of wine with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well,
just water on it.
I can't remember whether maybe I did do the wine thing, because I remember I had a fish. I know I had a fish. I had a fake fish in my hand at one point. That and also. Whenever I couldn't think of anything, I just get the rainbow wig, and then just put the John 3:16 sign around your neck.
It's solid.
Yeah. Where's that guy? Is that guy around anymore?
You know, that guy is, I keep meaning to read, Mental Floss is a story about that guy.
And it was just the one guy, right?
For the most part, yeah. It was the one guy.
Rainbow, and he was rainbow wig, right? Or weren't rainbow
something
man?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good costume. That's a nice lazy man costume. You know what I mean? Get a piece of cardboard, write John 3:16 on it, get a rainbow wig, and you're set. Esmeralda, do you remember Rainbow Head Man?
Vaguely.
He would show up at sporting events, and he'd have a rainbow wig on, and he would hold up a sign that said John 3:16.
Wait, it was always the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was someone who was just like, I'm going to do that here.
It was mostly the same guy. Like, this was that was his deal. Like it was. I mean, I'm sure there were copycat rainbow heads
right
out there, but there was one guy who did it specifically and all the time.
Rollin Frederick Stewart.
And then I think you had told me, or someone did, that because I always thought that John 3:16 was like a sports thing,
right?
Or he was like rooting for someone named John. Like it was just something like sports.
No. It's a quote from the Bible.
No, I know, but like it would have some like, and then he ran. Like, I don't know.
No. What is the quote? Is it the Lord
for
gave?
God so loved the world, he sent his only son for our sins.
Yeah. That's the.
So they could be referring to the quarterback.
I guess. Yeah. So he, that guy, that was an easy costume right there. Always easy to do that. Rachel sends in a text, and if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Rachel says, I'm holding out for the sexy poop emoji.
And you just put heels on it.
Yeah. 815 area code says, last year I dressed my son up as Santa Claus and my daughter as an Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka. They received so many compliments on the originality of their costumes. We get Santa Claus out there a little early.
Yeah, that seems like it would confuse people.
Yeah.
Especially little kids.
By the way, the Walgreens across the street from my place has some Christmas stuff out already.
I went to a Target and they had on one side lights and they're all like Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And then the other side was Halloween stuff.
Yeah, that's what they got. That's what they're doing there. Yeah. Let's see. 217 area code says, one year I made myself up to look like the MC in Cabaret. Oh, that's a good costume. And everyone thought I was a member of KISS. I'm questioning your makeup, 217.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might have been too pale.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I don't think he wore white. He was just a very pale man.
Yeah, and he did wear makeup. I mean, the makeup is different because if you're looking at the Joel Grey Cabaret, the character that Joel Grey plays, that's different than like the Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
Because Alan Cumming's makeup is different and the costume is completely different. But wow, you really had to go to town with them. If somebody thought you were a member of KISS, that's a little bit. Because I don't think...
A little too much lipstick.
Yeah, the MC doesn't look like Kiss. Doesn't look like anybody from Kiss. 815 area code says, that Descendants is super hot right now. They've released too many series of them now. My daughter was Evie, the Evil Queen's daughter, last year. And she's going this year as Maleficent's daughter from the movie. The Descendants. Really big. I'm still picturing people dressed up as George Clooney. Just all you need was like a Hawaiian shirt, right?
Who else was in that?
What's her name? Who played his daughter?
Charlene Woodley.
Yeah, Charlene Woodley.
Could be her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be very dramatic.
Who else was in that? Why am I blanking? And I love that movie.
Was it Matthew Lillard in it?
Matthew Lillard. Yep. You could go as Matthew Lillard. These are all viable options.
I would love to see someone like, yeah, I'm George Clooney from The Descendants.
Shailene Woodley, all you'd need is a bikini. She's in a bikini like through most of that movie.
Yeah. It would have to be a two-person costume because you don't make sense just one.
Yeah.
You have to have at least a Matthew Lillard or a George Clooney and a Shailene.
You know, and whoever is dressed up like George Clooney, they have to run a lot.
Yeah,
you have to run through the party.
Yeah, see, those are the costumes I can't deal with. They're like, no, you have to just keep doing this all night. It's like, no,
yeah,
then it's not worth it.
How about Redditor Bretera hung a bicycle wheel in front of her Halloween costume? She then spent the evening posing with people wearing a couple's costumes, and she was the third wheel. See, because she would go up to the couples who had costumes, and she would stand there, and there's a wheel around her neck, so she's the third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ontario Bandanas. I know I like this one. 2005, the big movie in theaters was The Legend of Zorro, starring Antonio Banderas, or Bandejas, as I call him. TJ Griffin spiced up his Zorro costume by adding some Canadian flags to his neckerchief and armband, and was Zorro featuring Ontario bandanas. That's pretty funny. Hey, anytime he should have gone as a Mambo King. That's what you need to do.
Have you ever,
Scott? I can't believe Scott and I never dressed up like the Mambo Kings.
Gosh, you know that movie?
And we're talking not for Halloween, just cause.
Just every day. It's a Tuesday.
Going out, supermarket.
Yeah. What do you want to do today? Let's dress up like the Mambo Kings.
You hungry for some Tasty Pup? Let me put my Mambo Kings outfit on.
Tasty Pup. Way to pull that one out, Dan.
Right? That was right there?
Yeah. It's still there. I think Tasty Pup is still there next to the North Woods, the bar there, the North Woods. We used to go there all the time. It was walking distance from the Honeybee Complex. That was fantastic, living in the Honeybee Complex. We lived in the Honeybee Complex for 3 years. It was quite the complex. They all look exactly the same. If you ever go that far west on Foster,
yeah,
we lived at Foster just west of Cumberland. And every apartment complex looks exactly the same.
Goodness. Those like, creep me out. How do you know which one's your house?
We were in the first complex. That's the only reason that I knew.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise I'd be like, because, you know, I was...
You would always have to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just point it out.
Going through the back way was always weird, too. That's when I got sprayed by a skunk when I lived in the Honeybee
complex.
This
isn't your apartment.
I remember when Oaken said, you should move in with me. My roommate's leaving. He's getting married. So why don't you move in? I'm like, all right. And he failed to tell me that my bedroom window overlooked the grade school that was right next door. So...
Great.
7 o'clock in the morning, there's 1,600 kids outside screaming out my window. I didn't discover that till the first morning I woke up. I'm like, what the hell? Nothing but like screaming little monkeys outside my window every morning. And I was bartending at that time and drinking. So I get home at like 4 o'clock in the morning after a whole night of like bartending and drinking. I get home at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning. These little bastards screaming outside my window. And then Scott was laughing. I came out of the bedroom, and he's sitting on the couch going, and I'm like, shut up. Let's watch Mambo Kings. I will forgive you as long as we can watch Mambo Kings. This was back in the day, VHS, baby. We're not even, you
right. know. Do you wear it out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I know it's...
How sad was that day when the tape finally broke?
Oh.
No, I ended up getting the tape. There was only one tape, and it was mine.
Did you have to buy a new one when it wore out?
Well, I've got it on DVD now, so I eventually got it on DVD.
You're like, none of that's VHS.
I can't not have the Mambo Kings.
Right.
Yeah, that's just so stupid, man. Two guys in their late 20s watching the Mambo Kings, like, nightly. And what do you want to do? Let's watch Mambo Kings, man. You know, because most people, like, guys hanging out, having some beer, Caddyshack, you know, pop that one in.
Just any movie.
Slapshot. You know, you want to do a sports movie. Scott and I put in the Mambo Kings. That was exclusive to us. I don't think there are any other guys who hang out and watch the Mambo. You think there are a lot of guys out there who hang out and watch the Mambo Kings?
No, I don't think there's a lot of people who just sit around watching Mambo Kings on a regular basis.
They don't know what they're missing. You know, Bendejas had to learn his lines phonetically because he couldn't even speak English when he auditioned for the part. He had to go in and fake it.
Is there a video or a thing where they behind the scenes of Mambo Kings?
Yeah. There's like some extras on the DVD.
You should record just some fun facts and then superimpose yourself into the
Oh yeah. Video. Yeah, that sounds good.
Do the whole thing where you're in the chair and be like, get this. He didn't know his line.
He had to learn phonetically. So Bendejas. All right. We got a break here. We got weather and traffic. Okay. A few more of these costumes. I like this next one. Edgar Allan Poe. This guy on Reddit mixed a literary figure with a statement on the trend of inappropriately sexy Halloween costumes when he dressed as Edgar Allan Poe. And he wrote, I have a little paper sticking out of my pocket that says Nevermore, and he's got a raven on his shoulder.
Yeah.
But he's all dressed in, he's got his short skirt, fishnets, boots. So he was making a statement about what we were talking about earlier. So. I've seen this one before. This is one of the greatest costumes ever. It's where everybody knows your name. Here's a guy dressed up as the opening credits for Cheers. I've seen this guy before. This is like one of my favorite costumes of all time. It's basically like the final credit at the beginning of Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it on a clear plexiglass. And he's holding a beer and he's holding it in front of his face. He's dressed up like the guy, the final person that you see in the opening of Cheers. And it says, created by Glenn Charles, Les Charles, and James Burroughs. I love this one. This is one of my favorites. All right, how about this? 847 area code said, a friend of mine put go ceiling on a shirt. She also put the words go ceiling on a pennant she waved. She was a ceiling fan.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Jennifer. Says, my parents would go as a caveman and a cavewoman. My mom would take the bones from our week's dinners beforehand and save them, dry them out so that they could use them in the costumes.
All right.
Wow. That's eerily accurate. I remember my parents went as caveman and a cavewoman to a Halloween party when I was a kid.
But I'm curious, like, what kind of bones?
Well, chicken bones?
I guess, because they're usually quite large.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are
you? Oh, well, you're thinking giant bones.
Right.
No, I think they were just like for the necklace.
Oh, for the necklace.
That kind of thing, yeah.
I was thinking like in her hair.
Yeah.
Kind you have to like wave around.
Right. What's you all right in there, Dan? What's?
Just 456, 457.
Just giant
bones you're waving around.
There you go, giant bones. There you go. All right. I still think that Feinberg, the Feinberg quote from Friday.
Animated boner.
Animated boner is still one of my favorite things ever.